This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When police kill a teenager to keep him from killing himself, will there be a day of judgment? This unfortunate case got started when Washington County, Oregon deputies got a 911 call from a mother who said she needed help with her distraught and intoxicated 18-year-old son who was threatening to kill himself by slashing his throat with a pocket knife. She testified she believed the police would have the expertise to deal with an emotionally distraught teenager. But within 4 minutes of their arrival, police fired 2 non-lethal beanbags at the boy and then started screaming at him to drop the knife or they would shoot him. As the boy moved towards the door, still holding the knife to his own throat, 2 officers fired 8 bullets at the boy, killing him. A departmental review concluded the deputies followed established policies, and a court dismissed the mother's case. But the Ninth Circuit reversed, noting that the boy never brandished the knife towards the officers, but only held it to his own throat. As for how the trial will go, well, the jury is out, but it will soon be in. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.